Hello, Lightcaster. My name is Faye Wilder. Welcome to Breath Alchemy. Make sure you're in a comfortable, warm place where you can stretch out and lie down if you'd like with a glass of water. You won't be disturbed for the next 15 to 20 minutes. So glad you're here. Let's take a deep breath together. Welcome all. Today's session is brought to you by the angels of yourselves. When I was talking to the moon last week, she said, "I am the angel of the moon." And I said, "I didn't know there was an angel of the moon." And she said, "Just because you've never heard of me doesn't mean I don't exist. In fact, there is an angel of everything. There is an angel at the heart of every single cell. There is an angel at the heart of every atomic structure in the entire universe. Ineffable, yet undeniable points of light that in fact animate all life. Ineffable points of Christ consciousness at the heart of all matter. Ah, you see, the spirit and the physical could never be separate." We, the angels of yourselves, we never die. We only transform. And therefore, when you feel stagnation, dismay, or hopelessness, it is not because you have lost your spirit or didn't measure up to holiness. It is not because of your life circumstance, although your mind may understand this differently, which is fine. Over time, your mind will let go of the need for dualistic understanding. When you feel stagnation, it is because that is the game you came to play, the game of fully realizing Christ consciousness. But you see, beloved, we are talking to you as the angels of yourselves, but in fact, you are the angel of yourselves. You see, you are that zero point of light at the center of all matter and form. You are talking to you as you. As we, you see? The only way for now to know what it's like to be Christed, to be the anointed one, is by pretending you're not and then journeying back. That is the game you came to play. The human journey to remembering will always invite you to cultivate a deeper faith, faith in life, faith in your oneness with Source, faith in your sovereignty and in your purity, and the exquisite nature at the heart of every building block of who you are and the physical world that you experience. Welcome to the center of yourselves, to this zero point of light. You feel it? Inhale. Exhale. You see how your particular physical form is at once made up of these tiny, 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 tiny points of light and divinity, and you, your experience of your personality and style, your particular quality of light, your inhabitation of these structures is a part of a greater organism, the organism of humanity, the organism of this planet Earth, the organism of this solar system, the organism of this particular universe. You are a cell. And the heart of your cell, your very heart, is in fact the home of Christ consciousness. We cellular angels are synonymous with Christ consciousness, with love, with spirit, with source, with God, with the light that is born from nothing. The embodiments you understand as angels, archangels, and all the orders of the angels are reflections of these facts, packaged in a way your human awareness can comprehend easily. They are readily able to demonstrate both the sweet purity and absolute power inherent to you, to all of you. You see, we are speaking to you as the angels of yourselves, as something other than you, but we are not. We are you. We are moving your fingertips. We are the electromagnetic exchanges in your brain. You see? Isn't this fun? Of course, sometimes it doesn't feel like we are here. We are still here. Cellular truth today is that cells exist in two states, expansion or contraction. Expansion is life, contraction is what you know as death. Neither is good or bad. New life always comes, death always comes. Thus, the nature of the dark moon, of the womb, of the circle of life. Every day, millions of your skin cells slough off your body because of daily living. Have you lost an angel? Are you less holy? Of course not. Imagine it as though the angel of those particular skin cells have taken flight, soaring through the dust of your home, however briefly or maybe eternally, through the air, only to land somewhere on the earth, communing and integrating with new matter, with the ground, with the couch, with your bathwater that's returning to the ocean, returning to the sky. Perhaps you think this is a loss or a separation, but do you see how, even in contraction, in death, you, Christ consciousness, is actually expanding, exploring new territory, creating new connection, and deepening your faith. This is not an invitation to give up. When you feel stagnation and the correlating contraction, it is your holy task, in fact, to invite expansion, to do your work, to let go of what is keeping you tight. There's so much help on the planet right now to do this. The time is now. It is your holy task to invite expansion, to clear up the cells, allowing the angelic light at the heart of every cell, cocooned, to start to shine. You understand how to do this, of course. Yes, of course, you breathe. Let your exhale relax your body like a gentle breeze moving across the ocean landscape of your cellular body, feeling each cell open and relax, become loose, like slack jaw. Yet you might feel vulnerable in this place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm seeing an anemone. Mm-hmm. Open, receiving the salt water and the sun and the food of the little particles floating by. And then all of a sudden, shoom, closing in on itself. Be the open anemone. Allow yourselves to continuously open, 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 open. I have faith in my openness. Exhale. I have faith in my openness. I have faith in my openness. I am safe to relax. I am safe to relax. I am safe to relax. Exhale the wind of your breath. Gently again, opening, 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 opening every cell in the ocean of your body. experiencing your whole body at once. So a unified field of consciousness in your physical form, simultaneously focusing, zeroing in on each of your cells. You see how powerful your consciousness is, that you are in fact able to do this. Existing in the paradox. Now breathe in the paradox. Feeling as though you are yourself floating on your back in a beautiful warm ocean with a deep blue sparkling silver light, gentle wave, totally buoyant, plenty warm. Oh, feeling your shoulders relax into the waves, your fingers gently, it's like loving that water, caressing the water, feeling the sun on your face. You see, beloved, you are an angel in the cell of creation. Let your breath be smooth through your nose right now. Attending to places that feel dark or stagnant, like numbness perhaps, or yeah, like radio silent zones in your body. Where does it not feel alive? Bring a little movement into that part of your body. However it feels natural to you. Keep breathing through your nose. Letting your breath naturally just wipe away grime or dullness, old ideas or patterns of holding in this section of your body. It's feeling like a wave, undulating is the word. And now jaw opens, mouth opens, letting the breath move through your mouth, slow and deep. Keeping your attention on this dark zone and noticing, how is it changing? As the cells get rejuvenated, revitalized, what do the angels, how do they communicate? Is it through a vision or a sound or a song? A feeling? Don't be shy with your movement. Your cells are born to dance. You were born to fly. Do you notice a change in color in this part of your body? It's almost like you go from gray to brilliant, bright, golden, light. And you feel how this transformation in one localized part of your body can shine light, can send this angelic vibration to any part of your body instantaneously, yes? Because your cells are a web of one. So as one cell recovers her angelic force, power, it's so easy for all the others to do the same. You see, there's not a lot of work to be done, beloved. Not a lot of work to be done. Just one inhale and exhale. Keep your breath moving. And do the same thing. Any other dark spots? Any other radio silence in your body? Perhaps in your back body, where your angel wings connect? Oh,
you feel that now? Oh, goodness, big, beautiful wings opening from just where your shoulder blades are, spreading, reaching out and out and out and up, taller than any human currently visibly walking the earth. What color are your angel wings? How do they move? Are they sparkly and glittery, or black and sleek? Notice the patterns in the feathers. Notice how they're so big, expansive, and powerful, yet not weighing anything on your body. Almost they make your body lighter. Keep breathing. Notice what is happening. Keep moving. You feel the sacred dances. Expressing now. Yeah. We are the angels of yourselves. Do you feel us? We are simultaneously the sweet purity of creation and the unlimited power of life. We live within you. We are you. There is really nothing other than us that is you. Anything you perceive to not be you, you can bridge to your cellular angels with a breath. The healing that you can bring to this planet by activating and amplifying we is unlimited, instantaneous, and needed now. Sitting up nice and tall, chest up, chin up, wings spread wide. Holding the scepter of your divinity in your left hand, right hand raises up high with a blessing onto this planet now, a blessing onto the planet of your body, a blessing onto the planet of your every cell, coming from the blessing of your every cell. Just because you haven't heard of us doesn't mean we don't exist. Just because you haven't met us doesn't mean we don't exist. Just because you can't see us doesn't mean we don't exist. You are so worthy, beloved, worthy of inhabiting, embodying, exploring the full radiance of your Christ consciousness now. Bringing your right hand down to the center of your forehead, your third eye, and anointing with a gentle touch. I am whole, I am holy, I am the Christed One. And so it is. Your body, let your wings soften. You can carry them with you, you know, every day, everywhere. They might be invisible to some, but many will see them. Many will rejoice in remembering their own wings. And even those who aren't able to see them yet will remember when the time is right. The energy, your vibration, your angelic vibration is the most powerful tool you have. Feeling this beautiful sprinkling, dancing of light in your entire body. Every cell activated and alive and expanding, ready to receive. And simultaneously beaming out love. And now grounding this energy down through the back of your body into your pelvis, into the earth of your body, your pelvic bowl, letting it sink down. And then exhale, letting that sink down through the floor, through the earth. Down into the pelvis of Mother Earth, Sophia Gaia, sprinkling down through her spine, down into her pelvis, emanating the cellular angelic force through the entire planet. Anchoring Christ consciousness, heaven on earth now. Feeling your body, the altar, Mother Earth, the altar, your cells, Mother Earth cells, the sacred things. You see, we are you, speaking to you as you. Isn't this fun? We are the angels of yourselves, and we're so excited to shine bright in your daily life, in all you do. Thank you for coming. Letting your breath return to normal. Nothing is the same. Thank you, beloved. Namaste.